Greetings, sensationalists from across the fruity plains.
You're listening to The Andy Finn Show.
The smooth talk of the town.
Cool.
We are back on The Andy Finn Show, and I want to spend a little bit of time this evening discussing Ann Coulter's book. Now, we are not going to get bogged down in the flap about the 9/11 widows. If you haven't heard about this, I will just summarize it briefly. Ann Coulter said some things in her book about the women who are on TV every so often talking about what they would like to see happen after 9/11, whether it's about the memorial, or first it was about Homeland Security, and a variety of things like that. And some of them attacked Bush, and Ann Coulter is not happy about it. So she lit into them, claiming that they're enjoying their celebrity status and enjoying their husband's death, et cetera, et cetera. In the midst of all of this, almost every talk show I saw cover it just dealt with the 9/11 widows. None of them actually get to the substance of the book. And so last Thursday night on my Thursday night show, I dissected this in some detail. I actually only dissected the first chapter, but Ann Coulter's book is just so much drivel. I have to tell you, I was a little shocked to see how weak her arguments are when you consider that this is supposedly an educated woman. You know, she's got an Ivy League undergraduate degree, I believe, and she's got a law degree, and she's supposed to be so smart. I was really surprised at how weak her arguments are. You know, she takes one fact here and one fact there, ties them together and draws a conclusion that doesn't follow and is real easy to shoot down. It was actually pretty strange to be reading. I've never read one of her books before, but as I explained last Thursday night, a friend of mine who's a conservative Republican who I enjoy had told me that just recently that he's read her books and he thinks that, well, she is a little over the top on her rhetoric at times, that she makes a lot of sense, makes a lot of good points. So I thought, well, when this book came out, I said, all right, I'll bite. And I decided to check into it. So I hate the idea of buying her book, that is paying for it. And so I didn't really want to. And then I discovered, in looking for a cheap version of it, because, you know, if you wait 6 months with these books, these hardcover books that are $19.95 right now, you can get them for $4 on Amazon.com's used books or on Half.com, which is eBay's used books. And so I often wait when it's a book I don't really want, but I feel like I ought to read or ought to get through. And so I've done that with a lot of different books. I've just never broken down and bought one of her books. I broke down and bought her book. Why? Because Newsmax has it on sale for $4.99, I think it was. And so if you're unfamiliar with Newsmax, Newsmax is a conservative website that puts up news that is, you know, slanted conservative. It's like Fox News on conservative steroids. It is, you know, like the liberal blogs, this is a conservative blog, but it's, they call it a news site and they put up, quote, news stories. Anyway, if you want to hear the whole treatment I gave to Ann Coulter's book, at least the first chapter, you can hear last week's show at andyfinn.us. That's andyfinn.us. And I've posted the whole show out there and addressed a whole variety of misconceptions Ann Coulter seems to have about liberals. You know, that's one of the interesting things about what Rush Limbaugh does, what Hannity does, what she does, what O'Reilly does. They're all convinced that they understand the liberal mind. And so they explain to you, let me tell you how liberals think. In particular, Rush does this and Coulter does this. And I think it's interesting because I don't see a parallel on the left. I don't see, and I don't listen that much to Air America. I haven't listened in weeks. Oh, I flipped the dial today even, so I maybe heard 5 minutes. But I don't hear the Air America crowd, meaning the far right, the far left pundits, claim Let me tell you how conservatives think. Oh, they'll mock conservatives or they'll say they're wrong about this or that, but they're not obsessed with trying to explain to you this is what conservatives are and how they think. But for some reason, the right is very concerned with that. And I'm always suspicious when somebody that doesn't believe in a certain position claims to be able to express that position to you and explain it to you. Rush is very big on that. He claims he understands conservative how liberals are better than liberals do. Well, of course, that's nonsense. But remember what I've always said about 20%ers. Now, there are 20%ers on both the right, far right and far left. They're the political extremes. And those of us in the center have more in common with the people on the opposite side. That is, I'm left of center, but I have more in common with the people that are just right of center than I do with the people who are on the extreme left. And what happens with the people on the extremes, the 20%ers on the left and the right, is that they're so far over on the political spectrum that when they look across at the people on the very far other extreme, they assume they're lunatics because they're so far removed from the reality that these people experience. Again, it doesn't matter if you're on the right or the left. You think the other side, your polar opposites, are lunatics. Now, it turns out you have a lot in common with those people. You're equally loony, and neither of them are lunatics in any kind of a strict sense of the word. But what people fail to understand is how much they have in common. Those of us sitting in that 60% in the center can see the far right and see the far left, usually. Now, the problem is if you're a 20%er, you tend to think the other 20%ers on your side, oh, they may be over the top occasionally, but it's not like they're wacky the way the other side is wacky. You have this bias. You can't really see what's going on. So before I get to a few clips of people like Bill O'Reilly having this blind spot, I do want to mention one other thing about Newsmax. So Newsmax had a poll up last week when I went out to look for and buy this book. And by the way, I've joined Newsmax now, and I get 4 free issues of Newsmax. I guess it's a magazine they deliver. I have to remember to cancel this subscription in less than 4 months. I guess it's 4 months. Maybe it's 4 weeks. Because otherwise I'm paying good money to get this stuff from Newsmax. And I can go on their site anytime I want, and I do, to read what they're writing and what they're thinking. Anyway, Newsmax did this poll. And of course, the problem with a website poll is the only people that respond to it are the people who are on your site. And what does Newsmax attract? Newsmax attracts ultra-conservatives. And so you'd expect the results to be skewed wildly, and in fact they are. But get this. Here's the way Newsmax described their poll. Ann Coulter's new book, Godless, has created a storm of controversy, but an online poll sponsored by Newsmax.com reveals that Americans overwhelmingly support Coulter and strongly disagree with her critics. Well, that sounds pretty darn definitive, doesn't it? Americans overwhelmingly support Coulter and strongly disagree with her critics. They report this as though we're talking about all Americans. Of course, when you see a poll from Gallup or from some reputable polling organization, they do what's known as a stratified random sample. And without going into the details of polling, which I can do, let me just say that that ensures that you get a representative sample so that from week to week when they do another sample, the results are going to come out pretty much the same. Or if they change slightly, like with Bush's ratings, that's a real reflection of his ratings, whether they've gone up or down across the country, because you've got a stratified random sample. In other words, a representative sample. And Newsmax, of course, or even any website is not a representative sample, but they start off by claiming that, quote, Americans overwhelmingly, as though it is a representative sample. Let's go on to the questions. Was Ann Coulter wrong for criticizing the 9/11 widows known as the Jersey Girls? Not wrong. 85% of Newsmax readers think she was right, only 15% wrong. What's your opinion of Ann Coulter? 87% favorable, 13% unfavorable. And they only give you 2 choices here. You can't sit on the fence with these questions. Third, do you agree with Hillary Clinton that Ann's book is vicious and heartless? 87% do not agree. 13% do. 4. Has the media coverage of Ann Coulter and her book been fair? 82% say not fair. 18% yes, fair. And then and this is the killer. Of the three below, who would you trust for news and information? Katie Couric, Ann Coulter, or Al Franken? So we got a right-winger in Ann Coulter, a left-winger in Al Franken, and Katie Couric, of course, who's been named to anchor the CBS Evening News starting next month. So ostensibly, she's going back to journalism. She's been on the morning show. She's certainly not a right or left winger. I don't think she's necessarily taken seriously as a news person yet, but CBS is going to turn her into one or back into one because she was a reporter originally. So she's the only one with legitimate journalistic credentials. So who do you trust for news and information? 10% of the audience chose Katie Couric. 4% chose Al Franken. 86% chose Ann Coulter. So of the three people, the most trusted for news and information would be Ann Coulter. I can't tell you how funny this is. In the same way that if you went on to, I don't know, Air America website, a liberal blog website, and they asked the same question, Al Franken might get 86%, and that would be equally silly. So Al Franken and Ann Coulter, I was going to say they're probably about the same for news and information, but I'd have to say that Al Franken would actually be the more reasonable. And there's a good reason why I say that. Al Franken would be the more reasonable because when you read his stuff, and I read one of his books at one point, I got it used or somebody gave it to me, and somebody has now given me his most recent book, which I hadn't read, but after I read Coulter's chapter and saw people claiming that Ann Coulter tells the truth and Franken doesn't, stuff like that, I thought I'd delve into Franken's last book. So it's called The Truth, and a friend gave it to me because he was done reading it, and I've had it for 6 months. I haven't even cracked it. So I started looking at it today in preparation for tonight's show. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the pundits out there who are defending Coulter and how they're making excuses for her and finding her to be maybe over the top, but at least she's doesn't lie, and she's right most of the time, which is what sets her aside from Al Franken. And, of course, those of us near the center can see that she and Al Franken aren't that different. And I guess I have to apologize to Al for that comment because, in fact, Franken is not as over the top as she is. Now, you could say that's my liberal bias showing because I'm left to center. And I'm willing to entertain that possibility, but I'm going to read to you in the last segment today, a little bit out of Franken's book and a little bit out of Coulter's book, both in chapter one. And I'll show you the difference in tone and attitude and why I say Franken's the more reasonable guy. The Andy Finn Show will be back after this.